Bristol Bay had back-to-back record-breaking sockeye runs in 2015 and 2016. This year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is predicting a closer-to-normal return for the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. ADF&G's 2017 commercial salmon fishery outlook estimates a total of more than 41 million sockeye in the bay. Managers are hoping to see about 12.5 million escape up area rivers to spawn, leaving just over 29 million for the commercial harvest. ADF&G area biologist Tim Sand says it'll be a while to see how the actual run compares to the forecast.
We'll start getting some data from Port Muller test boat around the 10th of June. Our sonar camp will be deploying. They'll go upriver hopefully around the 3rd of June and be counting by the 5th of June. So that'll be our really first data point.
Sands manages the Nooshiegak and Togiak districts of Bristol Bay, which is divided into a total of five districts. More than 8.5 million sockeye are estimated for the Nooshiegak district run. Naknek Kwijak is expected to see more than 16 million. Igigik's forecast is more than 10.5 million. Ugashik's is 5.5 million. And Togiak's forecast is for just over 500,000 sockeye. These ADF&G predictions run very near the average for each district respectively, with no notable disparity between projected totals and mean averages. This is a positive for the continued sustainability of the run if it holds true to the numbers, as all systems are expected to reach escapement goals. Travis Ellison is the area management biologist for the Naknek Kwijak District.
7.8 million for the Kwijak, 4 million for the Lagnak, and 4 million for the Naknek. Something to look forward to. That's good, the middle of the road.
Paul Solomon manages the Igigik and Ugashik regions.
Very weak forecast would mandate that I be conservative. A real strong forecast would suggest I can be aggressive. But what we have right now, Igigik and Ugashik are actually pretty good forecasts. So that's going to allow me to start the season without too many worries.
Bristol Bay run will likely continue to supply the lion's share of wild-caught Alaskan salmon to the market, as the forecast is down statewide. The Upper Cook Inlet, for example, anticipates only about 4 million fish, well below its 10-year average. But a decline in statewide sockeye totals could mean an increase in the price. Andy Wink is senior seafood market analyst for the McDowell Group. He says the world salmon market successfully absorbed last year's record season and could be left wanting if the returns for 2017 are as predicted.
With Bristol Bay down, I think that's equating to about a 23% decline in the Alaska sockeye forecast. When we look at what Alaska's forecast and Russia's forecast is, it's down about 18%, or approximately 70 million pounds. So that's a pretty significant decline. You know, I think the expectation is that, you know, price will probably go up somewhat to offset that.
But salmon runs are historically difficult to predict. The biologists who put together data for the outlook have miscalculated the run size by a yearly average of 10% since 2001, and have been off by as much as 44% in recent years. ADF&G releases the annual forecast as a guideline to fishermen and processors, but Tim Sands admits the statistics are not an exact science.
It depends on how you look at it. If you look at it for the whole of Bristol Bay, I think they've been fairly close. If you look at it by river system, it hasn't necessarily been as close. You know, some are below and some are above, but it averages out to pretty close.
The ADF&G forecast estimates a high number of average-sized fish to be swimming in this average-sized run. The data shows more than 60% of the run to be comprised of five-year-old fish, which tend to be middleweights as far as sockeye go. However, the age class forecast also predicts a large majority of those five-year-old fish will have spent most of their lives in the ocean, which could help pack on a few ounces to the overall weight of the run.
That's, you know, 50-50, large and small. A typical year, a two ocean fish weighs about 5 pounds, and a three ocean fish weighs about 7 pounds.
That's Icicle Seafood's fleet manager, Warner Liu. Liu is a longtime expert on the Bristol Bay run. He says there are many factors to consider when trying to predict the size of a salmon run. Factors, he says, which supersede yearly averages.
To me, the 10-year averages don't mean anything. Every year is different. Every winter is different.
Another consideration is the timing of the run, which has been a little erratic over the past few seasons. Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation President Norm Van Vactor says the timing of the run can make or break the season for the fleet and buyers both.
If that run shows up fairly well distributed through throughout a time stratum that allows processors and fishermen to catch the fish in an orderly fashion, allows processors to put that product into product forms that make the most money. That's all great. But as we all know, Mother Nature doesn't necessarily play by our wishes and our hopes.
All in all, there is a bit of optimism heading into another season at the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. The run is projected to be strong but manageable. The price may trend up. The fishermen are chilling their catch, and timely industry contributions have closed the state budget gap funding the fishery. But there are many variables beyond the control of fishermen and processors which remain to be seen. Another reason why they call it fishing and not catching. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.